Reba's here.
I know.
Reba McEntire got a brand new album out.
It'd be weird to like walk out of your office and you're like, oh, there's Reba. Hey, what's up?
That's the kind of stuff that happens here, though.
So crazy.
You're walking down the hall and you see like somebody just like famous. And you're like, what are you doing here? Came for an interview. Oh, okay. With us?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're waiting on Reba. She is coming down the hall.
Yay.
The door's opening, and there she is.
What's up?
Hey, guys. What y'all doing?
How are you?
Y'all just working?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
A little hug time.
Great. Fine.
You're looking fantastic.
So, first album in 5 years.
Yeah.
When you're going in and you're like, okay, is it like riding a bike? You kind of like, okay, muscle memory. We
gotta easy breezy. I mean, I love being in the studio. Tracy and I were just talking about it a while ago, how much fun it is to get back in the studio and have fun with all the pickers, the musicians and the producers, engineers. It's just like, it's you get paid to do it, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's not work.
I would think that after that big of a break, it would be more than just fun. It would be almost like you're doing it again for the first time because it's exciting.
Very exciting. I love to get in and record. I love to look for songs, too. I don't write much of my material, so I have to really start looking and early on and really get in there and find the songs that, you know, because everybody's looking for songs.
Right.
Do you want a song from us? Would you like us to write you a song?
No.
Okay.
We could do Happy Birthday. Okay. Oh, no, that one's already taken.
Yeah. Guess what we found? Speaking of kind of looking back.
What?
Bubba, whip it out, man. Look
at
this.
Hold on.
This is, when's the last time you've seen a record, your album, on an actual record player?
Long time. Been a long time ago.
When's the last time you actually played a record?
Oh, I hadn't played one in a long time. Now, Kelly and Brandon do it all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of hip.
They love vinyl. Yeah, it's kind of, it's hip. It's a new thing.
Yeah.
You know, the new album's, my new CD's coming out vinyl also.
Are you really putting it out?
Yeah.
Well, then they'll have something to, Brandon, Kelly have something to play. Hey, Mom, this is great, but do you have it on vinyl? did you ever think that we would be saying, hey, this is great, Mom, but do you have it on cassette tape? We need this on cassette.
How about 8-track?
Yeah, we need an 8-track.
I don't think that'll ever come back.
Kind of like, listens. I know you have headphones on, but it's like, listen to the crackly.
I love that.
I know. Yeah. Now, does this sound different as an audiophile, as an artist? How does it sound different on an album, a record?
Oh. How does it sound different than...
Yeah, what's the...
Yeah, like, because we don't get it. I mean, we're just DJ dudes. We're like, it just sounds less crackly to us.
Yeah, it's cleaner when it's like on a CD or something, but that's got like character.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's got kind of it's not refined.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it almost had like a better low end, or am I making that up?
No, I love the way it sounds.
I think what I hear whenever I hear it is nowadays the music is so compressed.
I agree.
And
I have to agree with you 100% on that.
That I do know because I look at WAV files all day long, and you can't distinguish between vocals and drums anymore. It's all just one big blah. And you look at a WAV file of like some of the older stuff where it's not as compressed and
spread out.
Yeah, it's more open.
Uh-huh. I have to agree with you 100%.
Reba's with us. By the way,
you know what's fun too, Big D? I can make her sound like a chipmunk.
Oh, I love
this. Wait. When whoever's in New England's through with you. That's pretty high.
Or.
And Boston. That's pretty low.
Now you're like Winona.
Hey,
oh, now you're like.
Now you're like Snoop Dogg.
Now you're rapping there.
That was like Florida Georgia Line.
that's true. Went from Snoop Dogg to Florida Georgia Line.
Reba's, I guess. Reba's new album is called Love Somebody, and it's out now. And it's got Going Out Like That. That's on there. By the way, what a great song.
Thank you very much.
I love that song.
Thanks.
It's got like you're going out. Kind of I know it sounds stupid, but
got a little sassy attitude to it.
Yeah,
you know, I've got to tell you this because it's kind of a cool little thing that maybe you may because you went into the green room before coming into here, right?
Right.
Did you see the song lyrics on the floor?
Nope.
Okay. Throughout the building.
No, don't tell her.
We have to. When we had this place designed, I guess you'd say, we were like, let's leave the floors that bare concrete and just, you know, seal them. No stain or nothing because there's so much character to them because it used to be like a warehouse.
Okay.
So in there, before we sealed them, we had listeners give us song suggestions, like for lyrics. Okay, put these lyrics in. They mean a lot to me, that kind of stuff. So I think we picked, what, a half a dozen or maybe a dozen or so? Yeah,
that's Patrick, a great idea.
So
wonderful.
Patrick gets online and he starts pulling down the lyrics. He's like, I want to make sure they're all right. And he goes through and he pulls them off lyrics.com or some crazy stuff.
And I was using the website, not just, I wanted to make sure the words were all right, but also like punctuation. I wanted to get everything perfect.
He wanted all the nuances.
We're going to permanently write it on the floor. And two of the sites, we used two of them to double check each other, and they both had the lyrics wrong.
What? Tell her what the lyric that we wrote
okay,
is.
Okay, we wrote, it's supposed to be, if you're feeling kind of low, let me tell you where to go, turn on the radio. Right outside that window.
Right by that window.
Right there in front on the floor where everyone sits and watches the show.
That's not what we have,
it says,
though.
turn on the radio.
And except, I know what it is.
If it says, if you're feeling kind of lonely,
yes.
Let me tell you where to go, turn on the radio. Is that, why is it?
I don't know, because I have looked that up myself. Because, when we're going to record.
Oh, I feel so much better now.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was looking up the lyrics for the show, and I was going to just copy them over to my computer, and I'd have it all of my lyrics in one place. And I got to doubting myself.
Did you record it wrong?
Maybe I did, and why didn't anybody say that?
Well, because
so you're Reba. Because you're Reba, so nobody would bother.
No. I get my hand slapped, too.
We've given him so much grief over that.
Because we can't change it now.
It's painted on the floor, and then there's two coats of clear coat over it. So it's stuck there with the wrong lyric. But
it's a good conversational piece.
I know, our heart was in the right place.
Yeah. Well, I'm flattered you added one of my songs on.
Well,
there.
I think
Thanks.
It's cool because you're Reba. You're one of the greats who has built the last 20 some odd years of this format. Everything everybody's doing today has roots in what you've done over the last 20 years.
Thank you very much.
Part of what it's the same thing with us. That's why we were so happy when somebody suggested that song because a lot of what we've done has been founded upon. I mean, we wouldn't be doing country radio with any kind of success if it wasn't for your success. So we kind of feel like we're all a big family, kind of tied in.
Family, big team, absolutely.
So it was an honor for us to put your lyrics on the floor incorrectly.
Incorrectly.
I feel very flattered.
It's like those whales that have the little fish that eat off of them.
The remora?
Yeah, we're like I don't say you're a whale, that's awful.
you know what I mean? You know a little I mean? Thin dolphin?
She's a shark.
Yes. Something very cute and dainty.
Shark.
She's a shark with a remora on it.
That's too funny.
Reba, the new album is out. It's in stores. You can go download it. It's called Love Somebody, and it's out. Did you download yours already?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
Did you?
One of those people who goes out like as a good luck thing, and you go and immediately buy it?
No. Oh.
Have you ever done that?
I think I did it a long time ago. But
like run into a Walmart at like 12:01 to pick it up?
Yeah, be the first to get it. No, I don't remember doing that, but I do remember going into the stores and going through the bins and go to the M's, the McIntyres, and see how many are there. And then I'd call the record label and say, okay, here we are in so-and-so, Georgia, and there's only two. And they said, well, I guess they must have sold. Oh, good answer.
We need more.
I love how you're so on top of it. Like artists nowadays... They don't.
You're kind of clueless, especially with all the digital.
It's hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
Here's the difference.
Okay.
Just between us girls.
Okay.
I think the difference in all of this, like artists now and like you, is that there are so many artists nowadays who feel like they deserve it. Like
why?
I just feel like there's a lot of them who do. And like they wouldn't go and look and see if there's albums sold and call the record label. Like, they just wouldn't do that.
Wow.
But you did.
Yeah, I did. I was very concerned and made sure that, I wanted to make sure that if there was a problem and there weren't any records there, and then my fans go to the concert and they said, well, we tried to buy, but there weren't any in the bins, at the store.
Right.
I feel it's my responsibility kind of helping out the team.
You're like
a little research.
Because you're like a business owner. You have the mind.
This is my business, yeah.
Right. That's exactly right. A lot of them don't. A lot of them think it's someone else's and I'm just... the pretty piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I hate that for them because it is a fun business to be in.
It really is.
We get a kick out of it. Us three. So everybody else, they're just missing out on it.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something kind of more serious because it had a real big impact on me personally. And Bubba probably say the same. We talked about it on the air. And that is with Kelly and that horrible person who came out fat shaming and talking about her weight. And I loved her response to her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so great. Did behind the scenes stuff, was she okay? Is that exactly the way she really feels?
Yes, it is. What you hear from Kelly is Kelly. She's not one way in front of the camera or in front of a microphone and then step away and be somebody else. Kelly is the happiest I've ever seen her since I've met her in 2002, and I am thrilled to pieces for her.
That's why you can tell we're happy, too. We're a little larger than we used to be.
Oh, yeah. But it was, you
happy
know,
in your own skin.
That's it.
I think it's so important. It was a huge, listen, weight is a big deal for a lot of people. But
not just all of us.
Just
because
pretty,
the people who are really thin feel like they're being judged because they're really thin.
Yeah. Aren't we, what gave us the right to be judging in the first place? Why don't we just mind our own business?
Yep. And I don't really know why that person who did it, I hate to give her any more attention, but was it just an attention thing? Is that what they were trying to do?
No, I have no idea. They got to talk about something.
I just can't imagine someone has that much hate to talk about someone else that you don't even know.
Yeah. Got to have something to say. Drawing attention to themselves.
I can't stand your red hair. I mean, that would be like saying that. It's just dumb.
Yeah. What is that on Bambi? If you don't have something good to say, don't say nothing at all.
Did that originate with Bambi?
Yeah, Bambi. Yeah, really? Thumper.
I thought that was out way back when.
Well, my daddy always said, if you don't have something good to say, just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
That was his version.
Yes.
Yeah, my mama's version was, if you don't have something nice to say, just mutter it under your breath. A different meaning, but still.
Well, congratulations. Real quick, let's talk about Vegas. With the shows you're doing with Brooks and Dunn.
Those two guys.
Yeah, with Kix and Ronnie.
We're really looking forward to it. We're going to be at Caesars, and it starts June 17th. We'll go for 3 weeks, take a little break, come back in the fall, and do some more shows, and then come back around the time of the National Finals Rodeo in December.
That's so exciting. That's like the home run team.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all too.
Especially when he gets to the, if you see him, if you see her.
That's the best.
That's where it's like, what?
Yeah, I love that song.
Too bad Ronnie can't sing or
well,
anything.
He's working on it.
Yeah. Maybe he can give some lessons.
He's more worried about what he's going to wear than what he's going to sing. You know, how he is.
The new album is called Love Somebody from Reba. It's the first album in 5 years, and it's out now. So make sure you get it. So good to see you again.
Good to see y'all, too.
Thanks
for letting me come in and hang with you.
All right, sounds good. You got links at Reba.com and also BigDandBubba.com.
Yahaw.